buried are at Barlow. They're hoping the bill will pass. They want to marry in their local parish church. They join us now live. Good morning to you, gents. I mean, you were listening to what Geoffrey Vero had to say. There is a fundamental problem here, isn't there, in the minds of a lot of people. They just do not believe that marriage is something which should be extended out of a relationship between a man and a woman.
You know, at the end of the day, Mr. Vieira is entitled to his opinion, as everybody is in a free society. But what can be wrong in me being in a relationship with Barry here for 25, 26 years this year, loving him to bits, raising five children together? What is so wrong with me and him getting married? And at the end of the day, marriage is about love, it's about union, it's about partnership, it's about bringing up the family. But it's about doing that in a marriage. And marriage for me is a union between two people, one in the eyes of the law, and two, in the eyes of God, in our church. That's what it's all about. And for me, the pillars of society aren't going to come crumbling down because Barry and I can tie the knot and be married and do that. We're the same as any opposite sex couple. There's no difference for us. We have early mornings, we do school runs, we go to our local church, our children were baptised in our local church here in Danbury. We're just the same as anybody else. The only difference is I love this man's here, and I've loved him for a quarter of a century. So I can't see what's so wrong about me wanting to marry him. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I know that.
Forgive me for interrupting, but
53rd card.
But you're in a civil ceremony. You've got five children. We know, and you know that was quite a big thing when you first had children. A decade or more ago now. What is the difference? You've got the legal protection that a civil partnership gives you should anything happen to either one of you. That protection is in place. Why is there a need to change that from a civil partnership to a marriage?
I think for us, we're Christians and we want to celebrate our union in the local parish church where our children were all baptised, all five of them, where we're regular churchgoers. We know, for us, church is our life. It's not just for Christmas or weddings or funerals. It's somewhere that we go with our children to show them, a Christian lifestyle. Your previous guest's main argument was that, a marriage is between a man and a woman so they can procreate and have children. That's just a slap in the face for a lot of heterosexual couples who actually can't have children. You know, what are we going to say to them? Because you can't procreate, you're not allowed to get married, so again, you become a second-class citizen. For us, we just want the same rights unilaterally for everybody. That's the thing.
And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It's just about fairness. It's just about being the same as everybody else. We're not asking for anything more than anybody else, just the same.
It's not just about equality. This is something that we feel so strongly about. You know, it's a human right, not just about being equal to everybody else. Look at France. I can't believe how France, of all places, has come out as it has.
It's interesting that you mention church, that you say you're both Christians, your regular church goes to your local parish church. Because obviously the church is a big player in all of this. There have been churches, Church of England churches up and down the country that we know of here at Sky News who, they've been praying for people, asking people to pray against this going through. How do you balance that out with your local congregation and your local vicar?
I think everybody is entitled to their opinion. And the same-sex marriage bill that's going to be read in the House of Parliament on Tuesday is a stepping stone, hopefully in the right direction. That's the first thing. Once hopefully that bill is passed, then the next step is to hopefully change people's minds and people's opinions by them seeing that we are just regular, normal people. We're actually quite nice guys. But there's nothing deviant about us at the end of the day. And there's nothing deviant about our gay brothers and sisters either. We're all the same as our heterosexual counterparts. We have good days and bad days. So hopefully over time, things will change. And it's about changing the mind of one person and two people. And hopefully eventually that will spread throughout the church. And people will see us just for the loving couple that we are.
And then hopefully in the next 20 years, we're going to all look back and think it's an embarrassment that we even had to ask the question in the first place.
It does seem insurmountable, though, doesn't it, at the moment, when people's main argument is, and it is a fundamental viewpoint, that marriage is between a man and a woman, primarily, even if it doesn't happen, but primarily for the procreation of children. That viewpoint is so fundamental, how can you possibly hope to change it?
Well, we've moved on as a society now. In the last 50 years, we've moved on. But even just in the last 10 to 12 years, more gay couples are becoming parents through alternative methods. And, you know, we just want to bring that Christian faith into a lot more people's lives. You know, God is about love and about, you know, acceptance. And we feel that being part of that, you know, is a wonderful thing. So for us, it's just inevitable that it's going to change.
We're almost out of time, gents. I just want to quickly mention your kids, because you've got 13-year-old twins, an 8-year-old and 2.5-year-old twins. You're a big family. What would it mean to your children if you were to get married? Do they have a view on it?
Well, I get asked by our children all the time, why are you civil partnered, Dad? Why are you not married? And I always say the same answer, because at the moment we can't get married, but hopefully one day that will change, and hopefully that will change in at least their lifetime, because they can understand, they go to church with us, and they can understand why their parents are seen as being different to anybody else's, when in fact we're not, we're the same.
Barry and Tony Durrett-Barlow, appreciate your time this morning. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.